welcome to Glitz Blitz number 9, a Grits to Glitz Project Runway special, episode 23. I forgot to ask the question.
I'm going to give you another chance.
No, I want to go right ahead. I loved the way that was
going. Well, that's what I'm saying. Go ahead and ask the question now.
The podcast that asks the question, who's ready for season 4?
I am, definitely.
Oh, yes. We can't wait for season 4. We're hoping for a whole new slate of judges. Woohoo!
Yes.
I'm sick to death of Michael Kors and his rotten taste. I'm totally sick of Nina Garcia. She's so pretty.
She's very pretty. I just don't understand.
Let's not go there. I when the show went off, I sat on my couch and thought, I don't want to podcast. And I thought, no, bae, no, dig down deep and find the rainbow ending.
Kane was there.
With a deep, dark, savage tan.
Well, he was a little orange, but but no, that's the rainbow, you see. Kane-bow, as the Project Runway boys call him. Kane-bow.
Yeah, it was good to see Kane. It was marvelous to see Nick V from last season.
And you know, I have 2 whole seasons to catch up on, because I didn't watch the first 2 seasons. So, lucky me, I get to be entertained anew with these things that everybody else has seen.
Well, wait, I cannot wait until you get a full dose of it. So that brings us to this week's show, which was the finale.
Wow. Yay, finale. We get to find out the ending.
And I was so excited.
In fact, let's see. We had a new method this week of podcasting. It's called call the voicemail during the commercial breaks.
Yeah, I couldn't call during the show.
No, just during the commercial breaks. So let's just go ahead and give a quick rundown at the beginning of the show. They kind of put it out of the way pretty quickly, the whole business about did he or didn't he.
Right. And yet he managed to go over budget by more than $200, and he never had a receipt for the bubble shorts, which cracked me up because all I could think was, hey, Jeffrey, if you need bubble shorts, why didn't you just ask your good friend Angela to make them for you?
I'm sure she would have been glad to. Anyway, well,
and quite proficient at.
Here is your take at the first commercial break.
First commercial break. Oh my God, I'm dying. Okay. Jeffrey really no head for business, and the fact that he got a pair of shorts disqualified, and he was over budget by $200+, and yet he still managed to pull a pair of leather jeans out of nowhere and throw it into the collection. Amazing! How did he do that? And Laura, love her, just love her. And Michael, love him, just love him. And, kind of way. Okay, this was my first commercial break phone call to the Good Hotline. Bye.
To be young and innocent again.
happy. Oh, it's exciting. And you said he pulled the jeans out of nowhere. I think he pulled it out of his ass like the craftsmanship. I thought that was a perfectly
note
logical.
To our listeners. A note to our listeners, one of Amy's names is actually Laura, so that was fun just to be able to say thanks, Laura, and mean 2 people.
Yes, one of my many names is Laura. That one's on my driver's license, even. But
anyway.
Yeah, this whole business of, well, I don't have pants, so I'll make a skirt. No, hey, there's some jeans. I'll just, here, Tim, hand me your pants, and we'll put those on. Well, we'll just borrow some from the hobo down here. It was just, it doesn't matter what I put on the bottom of this. I'm so fabulous. We had suspected all along that he was going to be cleared of any wrongdoing because they made such a big point of trying to make it look like he had been disqualified.
You know, honestly, though, it's like I said last week, Kirsten should have been disqualified. What she did was blatant. But Jeffries was a great deal more ambiguous, unless a whole troop of highly skilled sewers had shown up and said, we did his entire line, and here's the videotape to prove it. He wasn't going to get disqualified. So all he did was lose a pair of shorts and wigs, the ugly, ugly wigs. What was he thinking to buy those anyway? And if those cost $600?
Uh-huh. Yeah, ew. I did that math too and thought, wow, you got to pay a lot for ugly, don't you? Man.
Losing the wigs was a great relief. Thank you, Jeffrey. That was a kindness.
Yeah. And I have to say, at this point, I'm so suspicious of everybody. I'm thinking, okay, how hard did they work to manufacture this drama? Because as soon as it was over, it was like, oh, I knew all along that you were innocent. And, oh, I knew you knew I was innocent. Oh, we're just loving friends and all now. Little too convenient.
I thought, you know, Laura bent over backwards to be nice. I thought she was right to raise her concerns.
Yeah.
There's been a great deal of scuttlebutt on the message boards and blogs about what sort of a human being Laura might be. I thought she was right, and, you know, that's all I could say about that.
When you're in a competition, and it's important, obviously it's important to a person's career, it's worthwhile to raise questions.
Early, because, as she said at some point, or maybe it was on Tim Gunn's podcast, if Jeffrey won, and she hadn't said anything, and then she did, oh, Laura's just jealous, it's just sour grapes. I think she did the absolute right thing to raise the concerns right then.
Yeah. And I think it was a perfectly valid concern. I mean, I'm with you. You read on the blogs and everybody says, what a horrible woman, what a horrible woman. Let's look around.
Right.
It's called okay. Defense.
But we got to get over this because we got a whole show to talk about.
Okay. Well, then we move pretty quickly to the tent.
Yes, we do. Should we? Oh, I guess we shouldn't do my next voicemail, or should we?
I think maybe it is time. Well, let me see. Let's see what the next voicemail is, and then we'll just go back and talk about it if we're too quick on this. Here we go.
Okay.
Second commercial break. Okay, they have just shown Jeffries and Uli's collections, and I have to say...
Oh, well, then I'm not going to say that. I want to talk about it first before we play what you said then.
Okay. What were you going to say?
Jeffrey's collection, inspired by Japanese demons.
Didn't see that anywhere.
Didn't see that anywhere. A Japanese awning.
He made an Uli dress?
He made an Uli dress. That's precisely what I said. He made a little satin dress. Those were the nightmares that the judges talked about later. The judges were in agreement with me on that one. That was, wow, those were bad.
I've got my notes here, and I can't say most of the stuff I wrote about it, about Jeffrey's portion of the show. The baby doll dress, the little darling romantic baby doll dress that really, you know, it was cute. It was a red polka dot material overlaid with a white lace material.
Yes.
Cute as a bug. Just darling. Just the sweetest thing.
It was very cute.
And so, wow, who designed that? I didn't say that. Did I say that?
I remember that. And, of course, I remember the green and white awning dress with the zippers.
See, I said something nice. If I said what I thought about the rest of it, we'd be using adjectives like hideous.
Well, that's just it. I'm trying to think. What was my impression? I did not have a positive impression of his collection. And that is, am I able to be objective? No, probably not. His personality and his hateful nature, but I just have to color my opinion, I'm sure. If I had thought that somebody else made those clothes, maybe I would have liked them more. Maybe. But I really just didn't like them.
No. He made several dresses that were longer in the front than in the back. And I hate that. And I'm over it. And everyone who sends a dress down the runway that's longer in the front than in the back, please stop. That's icky.
I'm just wondering, why did Marilinda have her hands behind that skirt the whole time? Or is that part of the dress?
To push it forward.
Yeah. I guess. It was the whole time she was wearing it. It was just like pushing it out. And I didn't like the collection.
I didn't either.
So that was Jeffrey's collection. Then there was Uli's collection.
Loved. Well, it's in my voicemail.
Well, okay, and I'm going to say this about Uli's collection before we play your voicemail. I wasn't crazy about it because it was pewter and tan for most of the time, and then it was like boom, 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 firework colors at the end. However, now I'll say this, that last blue-green dress on Nasri I thought was just a knockout. I really liked that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that one was an absolute knockout. Here's what I wanted to say about Uli's collection. The voiceover, while the clothes are coming down the runway, they ask the designers to say something about their inspiration, mm-hmm. and or the experience they had on the show. And Uli said she had the most fun in her life doing the show. And all I could think was, yeah, because I love to get together with my brown shirt friends and pick on the underdog as much as possible.
The Project Runway boys in this last week had a piece called Miami Nice. And guys, please go back and watch the extra footage.
She was just as mean as Jeffrey was.
Yes.
Only sneakier mean. So she got away with it, and she's cute, and she's blonde, and she has a fascinating accent. And she makes the same dress over and over again. About her collection, the dress that you thought was a skirt last week, that's actually a mini dress, I thought that was a knockout, and I thought the dress that Nasri wore at the end, the finale dress, absolutely gorgeous. Just completely gorgeous.
That one is spectacular. And she was right to save it for last because it left him with a good impression.
Uli got some applause in the middle of her runway show because one of her models stripped. And I think audiences really like it when attractive girls take their clothes off. It was a swimsuit cover.
What was it, the movie Smile with the beauty queens where it was like, oops, my breast falls out. And...
No, that was a League of Their Own. That was Madonna.
Oh, yes. Okay. But there was something in one of those beauty pageant things about accidentally flashing the judges and getting points that way. So, but yes, a League of Their Own. That's where the oops, my bosom falls out.
My bosoms pop out. Yeah. It's a great line.
Yes. I'll have to use that one sometime. Anyway,
does that come up a lot? Okay.
Anyway, well, that's our quick rundown of Jeffrey and Uli's collections. Now let's see what you babbled at the end of the second segment.
Second commercial break. Okay, they've just shown Jeffrey's and Uli's collections, and I have to say it looks massively different in motion. Thank heaven there's an actual runway show. I loved Uli's music, and I have a lot of thoughts, and I can't wait to see Michael's and Lauren's collection. It's the finale. Yay!
Now, one point that you made there that we haven't really touched on is how much different they are in motion. If you've been online looking at the blogs, you've already seen the collections. Because they've been weeks and weeks they've been out there. We could see stills of them. And they really did have a different personality in motion.
They really did. Walking down the runway is an entirely different proposition altogether. It makes a massive difference in your opinion of the collection as a whole.
Yep. Yep.
And I loved Uli's music. I just
now,
loved it.
That's funny. It didn't make a big impression on me, and Paul actively hated it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I liked it.
Well, that's why they make different music. Different people like them. That's why.
That's right. I thought it sounded just like Springtime. Oh. I did. I loved it. So.
Okay. She should have played Springtime for Hitler. Moving right along. Laura's collection. She was next, right? Or was it Michael?
It was Laura.
Oh, it was Laura that was next. Okay. First of all, I think Laura looks so nice with her hair down.
She does. I like her with her hair pulled back, but she looked nice with it down, too.
And I'm just a big old Laura fan. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I'm a big old Laura fan. And I know that people would say, well, she's mean, too. But I really think it's a very different...
No.
It's not this defensive, you're a scumbag. Yeah, this hateful thing. It's a very straightforward...
Matter of fact.
Opinionated. I don't know what the difference is, and I guess some people are going to say that...
I just don't see malice in her.
No. I see logic. And maybe that's, you know, here I am, the computer programmer.
Yes.
And
it's reasonable.
Yeah. This appears to be true. And if the facts bear it out, then I think it's worth questioning, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about her clothes, her collection.
Well, we could spend an hour and a half dissecting every single dress and just gushing and piling on the superlatives. Magnificent, elegant, wonderful, gorgeous, lovely Audrey Hepburn, Breakfast at Tiffany's. A dream. You know, we could do that for every single creation.
I want to pick the best and the worst, in my opinion.
Wow.
The best.
Go for it.
The best, in my opinion, just the one that I have all along thought, yowza, woo, is the one with the feathers that came out like shoulder pads.
Was that dress also, did it have diagonal?
Diagonal lace, yes.
God.
I thought that was the most glamorous, stunning Hollywood from the 1930s. Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
That one.
Sing it, sister.
Bowled me over.
Yep.
My unfavorite was the negligee, the peignoir.
I didn't think it was a peignoir. It was, you know, pants with a lace skirt over, a full-length formal lace skirt over it. That was one of the outfits. Wow, I'd have to go back and look at the video, but I think that was one of the outfits that the audience burst forth into spontaneous applause for.
They were going, boobies!
I didn't even see the boobies.
She had on pasties. You didn't get to see.
I was weeping with rapture over the whole thing. I can't afford one of those dresses.
Well, a couple more comments then. The very first one, that tan short skirt with long sleeves, I thought was so sophisticated. Just, oh, classy, classy, classy. I loved that. You know what I want? I want to know, where did the red dress go with the sparkles on the inside?
Yeah, because that was in her budget, dang it. Where did that one go?
Maybe.
They showed that last week, and they didn't show it on the runway this week, but I liked it.
I guess maybe because it was red, it didn't fit in with everything else.
When she 86'd the green stuff, maybe she had to 86 the red, too.
Maybe so. And maybe, you know what, maybe it didn't show too well because the sparkle was on the inside and walking, it just wouldn't show. I don't know.
Missed it, though. It would have been nice to have seen it. I'm surprised that you picked the peignoir as the worst outfit because there was one outfit that was kind of like, huh, where'd that come from? That would be the hot pants with the tall sash that went diagonally over the model's torso. And ended in the big frou-frou at the shoulder.
Yeah, that one was
curiosity.
Kind of a question mark.
But I liked it. The thing was, I was like, I like the tall. That's big and fluffy, and that's kind of southern, you know?
Well, I don't know if I would go so far as to say that, but... I just love the whole collection, and unabashedly so. I'm all for... If we're going to talk about fashion with an capital F.
F.
I think that is fashion.
Yep. The only really significant note I have is Laura's collection had three bursts of spontaneous audience applause. They adored her work. They made it obvious that they adore her. So take that as you will. The audience loved it. It obviously looked fabulous in real life.
Obviously so. And I really, she's in the right city for this. She's going to make multiple thousands of dollars on each gown she makes.
Not me, because I can't afford it.
Well, we'll touch on that just a little bit later. But let's talk about Michael's collection.
I'll let you go first. No, I'll go first.
You go first.
I wept. I cried. It was so absolutely Michael. I got it. It's more youthful than I am. It's more urban than I am. But I loved every piece of it. I especially loved the color story. When those vivid, vibrant colors started coming down the runway, I was just bowled over. I thought he did things with prints that he didn't do all season long, and he did them magnificently. And I loved his finale dress. Just, I loved it. And I can't say enough nice things about Michael. I tried really hard to disconnect myself from how much I love Michael as a human being and how well he treats his mom. And I can't. I know I won't be buying that clothing, but I believe there's a place for it in the world, a big honkin' place for it.
Well, let me say this. Meh, I think, puts it into a syllable for me. I didn't get it. And maybe it's just because I'm an old fuddy-duddy. I just thought it was, as the judges said later on, the taste factor was a problem.
Yeah, but it's okay to rip up clothes and drape those over skeletons like Jeffrey did. Yeah, okay. Right, Michael has bad taste. Oh, I'm sorry. That was irony.
Okay. It didn't get me. It didn't. It was, some of it was forgettable for me, and the rest of it was just, I don't know. I didn't think it was good.
He was so the audience favorite.
I know. And he was, I loved him for many, many weeks until the last couple of weeks that he sort of said, hey, look at the girls, look at the curves. No, I don't know. It didn't go. I'll stop there.
Okay.
I want to, but now let me see. It was, well, let's play your third voicemail, and then I want to make a comment about some of the reaction after the show. Okay?
Okay, I'm going to, okay.
Third commercial break. Okay, they just showed Laura's and then Michael's collection. Laura's collection got tons and tons of applause, which was really gratifying, and then Michael's collection didn't get a lot of applause, which was kind of disappointing. I thought that Michael's collection looked fabulous. I got it. I feel kind of like last season when I was like, oh my God, Santino so walked away with that, and then he was the first one cut by the judges. So I don't know what the rest of the world is thinking, but as far as I'm concerned, it's like a total tie between Laura and Michael. I just, wow, what a show. I'm on the edge of my seat, literally. Third commercial break. Bye.
Okay, I want to say this because I may have been before the commercial break, but I have a new favorite Heidi Klum laugh.
And
And it goes something like this. You turn to the Walmart representative and say, so do you suppose any of these things will show up in your stores? And the Walmart guy says, well, you never know what could happen. And the laugh is, I swear, I ran it back just to make sure. You never know, it could happen. Which, you know, if somebody had said something similar to me, that might have been my reaction, too. It's like, yeah, this is going to be a Walmart. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, other than the Walmart guy, They also talked to a bunch of famous people and semi-famous people backstage and asked them who they thought should win.
I thought that was an excellent variety of answers from those people, too.
They do that every season. You honestly get kind of tired of them asking people who should win because everybody has their own opinion and everybody wishes they were judges. Like right now, I wish I were a judge.
Mm-hmm. Go smack some sense into them.
Oh, please. But that's neither here nor there. They asked for reactions. The overwhelming response was for Uli.
Yes.
And then they went to the judging. They go back to the same old studio. And don't you know everybody has to be tired of being in that studio at that point?
Tromping back and forth. Yeah.
Oh, no, not
and
this.
Crammed all their families into the waiting area backstage.
I don't know if they have ever done that in other seasons, to bring the families and make them sit backstage and wait.
They did look a little crowded back there.
But it was an interesting twist. And the guest judge for this finale was Fern Malice,
the creator of Olympus Fashion Week. And I want to know, how did she create that? But that's neither here nor there. She is an important woman.
Yes, she is. And I loved her for at least a minute. And I will go in order of the commentary. They went Laura, Michael, oh gosh, Jeffrey Uli?
I believe so.
And ripped everybody to shreds.
Well, yeah. Laura, you're making things for people who are too old. They're the ones who can afford it.
Really, the judge's argument sounded like, Laura, you're making things too elegant. And I really appreciated Fern Malice because she's the one who came in and said, no, that's a gorgeous view.
Yeah. You know, you kind of wonder, what are the conversations that we don't see? Is she saying, I think Laura should win, and everybody else says, no, she can't win, and you're new here, and shut up.
They swear that it doesn't happen that way. They swear that they use scorecards and blind judging, basically blind tallying.
They've already said, they go through the scorecards, and then they talk about it, and then sometimes they adjust their scores. Which is understandable. It's a reality TV show. It's not, I don't think they pretend to be objective. I don't think they should pretend to be objective because they're not.
Right. All we need is some new judges.
Yeah. Like
to attain some objectivity. Yes, we would make fabulous judges. And the Project Runway guys and the blogging Project Runway girls. Yeah, that would be cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, okay, they cut Laura to shreds because she was too elegant. Her clothes looked like $30,000 instead of $8,000. She sewed all the beads by herself.
What a crime.
And
oh, my gosh.
It was too...
She knew what she was going to do.
Yeah.
Gosh. Her heinous crimes against the fashion society.
And then Michael, they said, what happened?
Yeah, they really ripped Michael to shreds. And I didn't like them as a result, but that's neither here nor there.
But I agreed with them. You can dislike me, too.
Okay, I hate you, too.
Don't hate me, please.
I don't hate you.
I loved everything you did right up until the last few weeks. And then it was like, I don't know, he turned into a pimp. Like, Michael, where'd you go? But
hoes need clothes, too.
Well, yes, they do. Yes, they do. And I live in Las Vegas. I ought to appreciate that kind of skin-bearing fashion. But it... Oh, anyway.
And then they slobbered all over Jeffrey. And then they slobbered all over Uli.
Yeah.
And we saw the writing on the wall, and we knew what was coming.
Uh-huh. Well, now, the only thing that I knew was that Uli was not going to win, because they came to Nina saying... I've had people asking me as I left where they could get Uli's stuff. And I thought, okay, Uli's not going to win because she said her name.
Yeah, that was kind of a big... But then I still had hope. I still had hope because after the commercial break, and I don't think we really need to run my voicemail for that commercial break.
I'll give a synopsis. It's a commercial break and I can't wait.
Actually, I think the synopsis is more like, when is this commercial going to be over? I'm going to die.
Yeah, yeah. That's
what I said during that commercial break. And then they came back from commercial break, and the first thing they did was off Michael, which was disappointing. By this time, my kids were in the room with me.
Did they think?
They said to me, oh, you really liked him. And I said, yes, I really did, but that's okay. He's extremely talented. He's young, and he's a good human being. He will be okay.
That's just it. And that's what it comes down to. He's a good guy, and I really want him to succeed.
Right. I just wish he were eligible for Project Runway Season 4 so that he could win that one.
But you know what? He doesn't need it. He was already the fan favorite. He already has huge exposure, and he's got Brandy for a girlfriend. He's going to be seen.
I just hope he gets the backing to start his own business, and really seriously. But, you know, Milan did, so there's always hope.
Right.
So I was disappointed, but living with it. And then, I can't even say it.
They turned around and kicked off Laura.
It was so atrocious. It was so wrong.
I can't make sense of it. I just don't get it, but...
Spontaneous applause 3 times during her show.
Yeah, I don't know. Class and grace, maybe there just is no place for that in our world anymore, but I would like to think there are a few people who can still appreciate it. I just don't get that. Her crime was making clothes that are too elegant. Oh, well.
Ooh. And so I knew it had to be either the mean person or the really mean person, and I was so disappointed by that point. I couldn't rustle up a lot of care until the really big crime occurred.
Yeah. Well, I let me tell you this story, okay? I got my hair cut tonight. It was quite a wild schedule. Went to work, got my hair cut, ran home, ate a pizza while I watched Project Runway. When I was sitting in the chair getting my hair done, I asked the stylist, do you watch Project Runway? And she said, oh, yeah, now and then. And we started talking about who do you like and what's been. And she said, you know, I really just hate that guy with the tattoo on his neck. He's so mean and just nasty, awful. And I just don't want, I don't care who wins as long as he doesn't win, because I don't like when bad people are rewarded. Thank you, stylist. Well, thank you. You just said what I was thinking.
Well, actually, that's a great segue into something I wanted to assert tonight. We were raised in the South, and one of the great influences in our life used to tell us, hate means to want to kill or destroy. You do not hate broccoli. You dislike broccoli. And I'm ashamed of myself because I used the word hate last week on the Glitz Blitz, and it's not correct. I don't hate Jeffrey. I don't know Jeffrey. I disliked the way he behaved on camera for the bulk of his time at Project Runway. I hate his clothes.
Okay, all right. Let's kill and destroy his clothes. I can't find in myself the ability to be happy for him, because he's made other people so unhappy.
And then he got rewarded. I don't get it.
So, are you ready for season 4?
I'm so ready for season 4. When does it start?
If anybody from Bravo is listening, please don't just listen to us. Listen to the blogs. We don't need drama. We want fashion. Please give us some fashion and we'll be fine.
Yeah, we like the clothes. We like them a lot.
Yeah, pretty clothes, pretty girls. That's all cool.
Yeah. Fun designers.
And Santino, it sounds like Santino was funny. I've got to go watch season 2.
Listen, Santino, and he's a friend of Jeffrey's. Santino was the villain for the bulk of season 2. And then toward the end, he turned a corner. And you kind of figured out what his insecurities were and who he was. And yes, he was absolutely hilarious. He did the best Tim Gunn impression and was just brilliant. So Santino ended up being one of my favorites. Jeffrey never made that transition. We never found the kind soul buried deep inside.
Maybe success will bring it out. Because success tends to make people so much nicer, right, Donald Trump? Oh, gee.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I'd like to end on wishing buckets of good luck and goodwill to Laura and Michael. They're going to make it. They're fabulous. They're incredibly talented. Kane and Robert and Milan. And
I wish them the best.
So many. Allison is going to go far. I just know it. It was a good season.
Here's to niceness, bae.
Yes, here's to niceness. We're turning over a new leaf.
It's been a fun season. We'll see you guys next season, huh?
I have to run out of here and go watch Top Chef.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.